everybody. This is Doug Herbert, the Sorry Gaming Network, and as always...
This is Jake Mims.
This is James Donahue.
What was your name?
James Donahue.
I said James Donahue!
James Donahue.
That was pretty loud. Tone that shit down. Okay, go ahead, Doug. Sorry. I got excited.
So what are we talking about tonight, guys? Because I have no idea.
Well, I thought mainly we could talk about...
We have the VGA Awards to talk about, but who gives a shit?
Yeah, we were all wrong.
we were all wrong.
Yeah, so let's talk about the results that we had with the VGAs. First of all, let's talk about the big one, the Game of the Year.
Now, that one really did take me by surprise.
The Walking Dead took it all, apparently. Walking Dead was just like, I don't know, maybe it's because the TV show is such a big deal right now. And I'm
thinking a lot of that could have had a big thing to do with
it. Yeah, but who would have thought a downloadable game
would
overtake everybody.
What else did we see out there? We had the, what's her name, the main female character, like the one at the Clementine, she got the, did you know she got the award for that? For the lead best female actor, best female voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
She got that. I'm looking up all the award winners right now because there's a full list.
I would have thought it would have been Cortana.
Cortana's hot.
No, Halo did.
That doesn't make her a good voice actor.
No, so? Halo.
Hey there, Master Chief.
Beauty overrides talent.
Look at my bosom as you save the Halo or blow them up or whatever you do with them, Chief.
I'm going crazy. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I forgot you don't have.
I queef for the Chief.
Jesus Christ.
I want that pin. I want that pin.
So here's the full list right here. So yeah, Walking Dead got Game of the Year in case, you know, you didn't hear about that. Studio of the Year, no big surprise there. It was also Telltale Games. Halo 4 got Xbox 360 Game of the Year. Journey
got PS3 Game of the Year and Best Independent Game.
That makes sense.
And what else about Journey? Remember that thing you heard that they announced and made a big deal about during the VGAs?
Nope.
That it got nominated, the sound got, the music got nominated
for a Grammy.
One
Best Soundtrack.
That's pretty crazy.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Another downloadable
game. Why is it ridiculous?
I mean, it's just... Okay, granted, I haven't heard the sound of that game.
It's,
I just think it's
awesome.
A little bit...
I haven't got to play it, but I've watched it.
I mean, it may bring me to tears, okay? That's all I'm going to say about that.
I heard that Journey does bring you to tears.
It is.
I hope that I cry like a brand new born baby.
No, I think you'll cry like you just got raped by a big man.
I don't think that'd be
that
tears
hard.
Of joy. Or...
No.
That's a little bit of a... Not the kind of cry I want to... talk about. I mean, there's a lot of various types of cries. There's prison rape cry, there's emotional wedding day cry, there's I just found out I got cancer, which I shouldn't really joke about, but you know, it's
well, you don't want to joke about rape either, but I did.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty bad. I think I'd rather find out I had cancer than get raped.
Well, let's talk about...
This is taking a turn for the depressing.
Well, speaking about the subject of rape... just brings me right back around to what we were talking
about. We're
already
off to a terrible start.
What we were talking about last week with Tomb Raider possibly having that one.
Yeah, we did mention that.
So it's all, you know, right down, it comes down to it. I think the whole realm of video games just comes down to a good raping. And, I mean, you hear people in Call of Duty say, oh, I'm going to rape these assholes.
Let's talk about who raped at the VGAs. Apparently Borderlands and...
The Walking Dead.
And Walking Dead raped at the VGAs.
Yeah, back to the VGAs here and the raping.
Wait, how does a game that gets Best Shooter of the Year, one of the best titles, overtake Halo 4, which is also a shooter, for Best Xbox 360 game? Probably because it's an exclusive, I guess. It wasn't eligible, but... That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think that has a lot to do with it.
Halo 4 was an exclusive. They're probably best exclusive.
Yeah, but I mean,
Halo 4 was a legitimately good game.
Yeah,
but Borderlands 2 won best shooter. It won best shooter. Halo 4 won best Xbox. They're both shooters.
Yeah, but have you played Borderlands 2?
No, but...
Okay.
I'm just going...
Have you played Halo 4?
Unfortunately, no.
Well,
I want
to. Shut up.
You have to see where I'm coming from on this. You're just taking the...
I know, I'm saying...
They're both shooters. One game
I prefer Borderlands over Halo.
No, one game. Halo 4 beat Borderlands 2 as best Xbox 360 game, but Borderlands 2 beats it in its own category. Then how is it a better game?
I
mean, I guess if you really want to break it down, Halo was the only exclusive on that.
That's what I'm saying. So. Like they were going with exclusives on that, I guess.
There was a lot of third-party titles on both of those platforms that were in the best Xbox 360 or best PS3 category. It was really weird. But anyways, so that's up for debate. But anyways, also, you know, Halo 4 got best graphics, right?
Did it?
Yeah, I got Halo. I mean,
I can believe it, because like, what I saw of it was pretty nice.
Yeah.
They didn't announce it at the VGAs, I don't remember, but I'm looking at the list here, and Halo 4 got best graphics.
There's a lot they really didn't announce at the VGAs.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I was looking back on this list, I was like, shit, they didn't bring it up. There was one more that was really interesting. So, yeah, we talked about this one right here. Borderlands 2. Best shooter, beating out both Call of Duty and Halo. What do you think about that, James? Since you,
as I've said, have like,
no
to
input
me,
on that at all.
I haven't played either.
I mean, Call of Duty, I was expecting to kind of walk away with
that. Yeah, I played Call of Duty too, but they seem to have stayed away from the mainstream, really. I mean, Borderlands 2 is mainstream, but it's not
have,
Call of Duty.
Of course, you have
mainstream.
To consider, I mean, fucking cat.
That fucking cat, again.
People did vote, and clearly they did vote for Borderlands 2.
Yeah, but it's definitely not the same as it has been. They definitely changed on their views.
I think the worst part about the VGAs for me were all the crappy jokes and seeing Jessica Alba come out and give an award. It killed me to see her. She was like, I remember the day that started playing Super Mario.
Like she was so dumb.
Mario and those damn turtles always would just get thrown at me. And I was like, whatever.
I'm going to go over here and model.
Here's a new trailer for a
long
game.
Story short, when she was a kid, she got raped by turtles.
Once you're again, all about rape tonight.
You know what? That's okay.
You bring a chloroform with you tonight, James?
I know.
I have it in my car. I always keep it on me. I never leave a club by myself.
But, so those are the
punch
big...
in the special code on Google to find out where Jake and I are hidden, because James is clearly going to be putting us somewhere. The number is 69.
Shit.
Or 70 minus one.
Best.
Okay.
Best action adventure game, Dishonored. I'm happy about that.
I
would like to have seen Assassin's Creed, but
I don't know what it is about it. Like, I mean, I'm liking it, but for some reason, I'm just having trouble sinking my teeth into it. I own the game. I've probably put about 2 hours into it so far, and I really need to sit down with it.
It's a good game. You know, I played the crap out of it. We talked about that a while back, but it's really good. I mean, I don't know. I guess to me, I think the reason why I won it is because it was so unique. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, to me, it almost has that like whole like irrational games when BioShock first came out kind of feel for me. You know, and I think the same could be said like kind of like whenever, like System Shock came out. Didn't the guys that worked Arkane, the guys that developed Dishonored, didn't they work on the Thief series?
Yeah, they worked on Thief and they worked on a few other games too,
which actually that kind of makes sense because like Ken Levine actually worked on Thief as well.
Did he?
So yeah,
I know that.
With awesome. Looking Glass Studios,
that guy's a good writer.
You know that
he's a good writer. That's why I'm ready for BioShock.
They're still planning on making a what do you call it? A Thief 4. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much coming out because I think they focused mainly on this. But what the fuck is your cat doing?
Your cat just drop-kicked something.
I think he drop-kicked that gallon jug.
Every fucking time we make a podcast, a fucking cat is ruining something. But it's all right.
It's really just one cat, and he's...
He's playing with a... Go get
he's
your cat.
He's getting he has hold of a gallon jug right
we
now.
We are the consummate professionals.
I think I'm going to post a picture on this podcast of Reggie.
You need to. Like, as the podcast, put it, like...
Man.
Reggie is the worst fucking... Like, it's... Okay, so one time
guys,
we were doing a
opinion.
Podcast...
He does have an opinion, and that's jugs suck.
One time we were doing a podcast, and a cat puked on my jacket. Another time we did a podcast, and the fucking cables and everything got torn up by Reggie. And Reggie is now, once again, about to piss me off and about to get thrown through a fucking wall.
That is yet to happen, though I've been threatened many times.
It's okay. He'll actually give Reggie a hug at the end and tell him how much he hates him.
I'll fucking kill that cat.
As he pets him.
So, okay, let's talk about some of the game trailers that we saw at VGAs. What was your favorite one, Doug, out of all the video game trailers?
Then that goes without saying, probably the Phantom Pain. Like, definitely, hands down.
Phantom Pain? What is Phantom Pain? What is this? What
I'm confused, Douglas.
What? Please, tell me more about this Phantom Pain.
Yes, please do entail. So, how did that trailer intrigue you exactly? Because, I mean, I just was not quite sure what to make of it.
Do tell, Douglas.
Okay, well, I remember sitting there on the couch with you and our good friend Michael, and we were watching the VGAs, and then the Phantom Pain comes on. I go, whoa, what's this?
Boom, boom, boom.
And you guys are like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, no, guys, this is Metal Gear. And then you guys are like, oh, no, that couldn't be Metal Gear.
And I was like, I don't know, because, you know, I'm not that big of a Metal Gear fan, but it does look kind of cool, especially since this guy is an amputee, and he's just, like, being gunned down by all these crazy terrorist-looking people.
Like, SWAT teams. It's kind of weird, because, like, the game, it almost looked, I mean, it looked like a survival horror trailer.
And we really weren't quite sure exactly what the hell to make of it until that following late that night. Yeah. I sent you a picture of the logo of that title screen, the Phantom Pain, plus what someone put together of where
and you like can the make active camouflage.
Yeah, you can fake out faint. Did you see that, James? The title of Phantom Pain, what it looks like?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty slick.
Did you see how they camouflaged it?
Yeah, that's really slick.
Well, see, like, and also if you read like the article, and I think Kotaku actually kind of brought the story out in the open. The Phantom Pain was actually featured at, like, the Konami after party. And so that kind of verifies it even more of it being Metal Gear. And I'm almost positive, like, during the trailer, I'm thinking that we're looking at Liquid, not Solid.
Yeah, so it's definitely a Metal Gear Solid 5. I don't give a shit what anybody says. Moby Dick, whatever, that's based out of Sweden.
Not even a real studio.
It's not even a real studio.
Did you hear about the lead developer, Mr. Mogren?
No.
Did you hear about, what's his name? I'm horrible at names. The developer Metal Gear Solid.
Hideo Kojima?
Yeah, he was working on Project Ogre. Well, if you take M and G N out of his name, you get Ogre.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so now. And what also? What is it? I saw it on here in the Ground Zero trailer. It says from Fox to Phantoms Were Born.
Yeah.
In the trailer.
And actually, Phantom like, Pain. The Moby Dick symbol like that you see, it's actually the same symbol on a snake suit.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the same. Mm-hmm. Let me see. On Ground Zeroes.
Shit.
I don't think I can enlarge it because of this, but yeah.
It is the same symbol.
Yep, and from Fox, two Phantoms Are Born. Fox is the engine.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's very slick how they disguise it.
Yeah. I mean, Hideo's brilliant. He really is. And like, the weird thing is, I have a feeling that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, Suda51.
No.
Okay, well, he did No More Heroes. He did Killer 7, Shadows of the Dam. He's a really kind of, and he also most recently he did Lollipop Chainsaw.
Style driven.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't know, I guess he's like the Quentin Tarantino of gaming. But like the thing is though, he doesn't get the popularity of Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
At the awards show, and I kind of brought this up. I don't think you guys noticed, but like I was like, hey, Suda51 sitting with Hideo, and I really think that he's probably going to have a lot to do with the Phantom Pain. So
I hope so. I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Because I've never really played the other ones. Do you think I should get involved with this game? Or, I mean,
I've seen you play the other ones, and I don't like them for you.
I might break a fucking TV or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. James, what was your favorite video game trailer?
Unfortunately, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I followed as much as I could. I was kind of busy.
I know what you're going to say. Huh? I know what you're going to say.
I don't think you do. Because
okay. Surprise me.
You probably think it was the BioShock one.
Yeah.
But I've seen gameplay already of the game multiple times. And really, yeah, it was nice to see. What was the guy's name? The Handyman? It was cool to see him lumbering around like the Hulk, destroying Zeppelins as he's jumping around. But the Phantom Pain one, that really surprised me when I saw that one. And people keep saying that game, it might not even be game footage or anything related to the game. It could have just been a teaser in the purest sense.
You see,
showing the graphics engine, and just teasing to the name, like, nothing more.
Well, see, like, the thing is, I kind of hope it is a real game, just for the sheer fact that, like, it just looks so bizarre. And I'm thinking that maybe it's really not Metal Gear Solid 5, maybe it's just something that has to do with Ground Zero as well. But, I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I think it has to be 5. In that title, that can't be a coincidence to have those extra lines. I mean,
there's too many coincidences.
And those spacings to line up like that. And Ogre and Mogren. And... yeah.
So sorry. Well, like, sorry game to another, another, another dead giveaway. And I know you guys probably haven't played it. But, like, and I know you've seen me play Metal Gear Solid 3. You know Colonel Volgan, that's in...
I don't know anything about Metal Gear
Solid. Okay, well, like, the guy with, like, the electric fist, and he, like, shot, like, the nuke out on the helicopter.
I didn't see anything. I don't know anything about the game series.
No, dude, you watched me play this one night.
Oh, yeah, the guy that nuked that place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, he's actually, if you pay attention, he's actually, like, standing in the fire in the Phantom Pain trailer.
So is he a bad guy?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Okay.
Very bad guy.
Also, just people talked about the correlation to the fact that his right eye was covered.
Yeah. I think whenever you're watching the trailer, I don't think that's Snake. I really don't think so. And people are saying it's Liquid because the arm's missing, but I'm kind of like speculating this might be about Revolver Ocelot.
The fuck is that? Is that a dinosaur?
No.
Sounds like one, doesn't it?
Wasn't that related kind of gun to the T-Rex?
Revolver Ocelot is like one of like the main characters in the game. He's the only reoccurring character in every single game.
Wasn't he like he's a good guy, but
he's a bad guy turned good guy who ultimately was the purest good guy.
Yeah. He
That's not confusing.
Like from what I understand, like didn't he like perform the roles that he had to for the greater good, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like if you ever played Metal Gear Solid 3, like, he is probably, like, the truest one to, like, boss from Metal Gear Solid 3.
Because I remember once I went on Wikipedia, and I read the whole storyline to Metal Gear Solid, and I wasn't any more...
It's a weird storyline.
I didn't really follow it any better.
You'd have to play the game to, like, actually get it.
Yeah.
But like Metal Gear Solid 5, it kind of like brings everything together. But not Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 4. I'm kind of thinking it might be Ocelot because Ocelot after Metal Gear Solid 1, like I mean, he gets his arm chopped off during Metal Gear Solid 1. He is an older man in the game. Yeah, he does kind of look like Snake. I'm kind of thinking that's Ocelot in the hospital, but
and they're gonna show like his side of it.
Yeah, I think so.
But so he has the Metal Gear Solid hairstyle.
I know, but I think that's all just, I mean,
it's you know, teaser.
Hideo has faked the set already.
He's like, oh, so, oh yeah. So sorry. Not really a good game, just a teaser trailer. This fucking cat is in the fucking way again.
He was just giving me acupuncture with his...
He said, whoa, you need to relax, buddy.
I think we're talking about more about your cat than video games.
Okay, can I tell
Jake,
you...
Shut up about the cat.
Can I tell you my favorite video game trailer I saw that I know
no, I'm nobody cares. Buying? So, James, let me say, so you and I are in agreement for the Phantom Pain.
I would say that one was most impressive that I saw. All
right. Go ahead, Jake.
South Park and the Stick of Truth.
Okay, that's a good one. Pretty awesome.
That was awesome.
Mr. Slave just taking one of the kids up his
ass. And what I think so funny is like all these like big characters are going to be like summons. Like Mr. Slave is a summon during the
movie. Mr. Hanky is a summon.
Jesus Christ.
And that Cartman has that crazy like green butt beam there. It looks like some kind of ultimate attack.
Like, yeah, like Mr. Hanky like brings like the poo tornado.
From Fantasia. Now like a la, like, how Cartman, of course, he creates all those classes, has to, because he's the Grand Wizard.
The Grand Wizard.
And Kyle's the, what?
High Jew Elf.
High Jew Elf. Like, it's not the Jewish High Elf.
And Kenny's the princess.
he's wearing Princess Zelda attire straight up, too.
That game is going to be so awesome.
It's going to be good.
It looks just like the cartoon.
They mapped out the entire South Park for the sole purpose of this video game.
Like I mean, I think it's going to be really good. I think it's going
to
be...
It's going to be a 30... Hopefully, a 20 to 30 hour long South Park episode.
Well, it is an RPG,
The funny thing is, Logo, is like, Matt Stone and Trey Parker, they have basically even admitted that they're not even really focusing on the show right now. Like, their entire focus has been this game.
Well, between that and their Broadway play and, that they
yeah, have done. And, like, they said this game is, like, way more important than the show right now.
It is.
So, it is.
It's interactive South Park.
And, like, I mean, even, like, Obsidian, the ones that are developing it, they said Matt Stone and Trey Parker, like, have been there, like, every step of the way.
I'll never forget, Obsidian kept trying to bring out, like, these new weapons or armor that look really awesome and shiny and serious, but every time they brought something out like that to show Trey Parker, yeah, they're like, make it shittier.
No, of course. It's
looks
gonna...
too good. Make it shitty.
They're like, what, would Cartman wear that? they're in the fourth grade.
It's like, you're going to be playing a South Park episode. Like, it's just no more shitty kart racers
or throwing pistol balls. You're going to genuinely be playing a South Park episode. Yeah, and you even have, like, it even has a create your own character.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah. You make yourself as a little fat little kid or thin little kid or whatever.
And they show that one guy, God damn it, Kevin, I told you. What was it like?
He was a Trekkie.
Yeah. Like, every
you see all the cameos
time.
In there, though? Oh,
yeah.
His dog, what was his dog name?
The gay dog, yeah.
The gay dog?
Oh, yeah.
They cameoed everything, man.
When Mr. Slave is like, on his knees in the bed.
Yeah.
And on the back on the pillow, it says B-G-A. Big Al.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to
show
up in there, too?
Yeah, we'll see. In the show, Mr. Slave and Big Gay Al are actually a couple.
Yeah.
So
they're cameoing so many people. It's going to be it's gonna be awesome.
I think, I mean, I'm pretty sure, expect to see every single character in South Park.
Oh, yeah.
The underpants
I'm pretty sure
are going to be
Man,
there.
Man Bear Pig is going to be, like, one Man of the big villains.
I can't wait to play that game. I'm going to put so much
Shitty
time
Walk
that
is
game.
In there, too?
What?
The owner of Shitty Walk?
Oh, yeah, he's a summit,
yeah.
Looks like.
Yeah,
he looks like
a boss.
Samurai, yeah.
He's going to be like a boss or something. In that
yeah. He's going to be like your Jimbo.
It's like you
or
have
something.
To fight like the vampire kids, too. And
yeah, the vamps.
Yeah.
Oh, the vamps.
They got the elves that are like the main enemy and that supposedly took the stick or some shit.
You got the pool of truth that one elf's pissing in it in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. That game's going to be so good.
I'm excited about it. I don't even know where. I don't know what kind of character I want to make. I mean, I imagine you can probably make whatever class you want.
That's a good choice, though.
It's turn-based, right?
Yeah. It's going to be like a genuine...
It's Paper
like,
Mario with
view.
South Park.
Yeah, it's going to be a side-view battle system.
That's awesome.
Old school.
It's, yeah.
I just can't get over how much it looks just like the damn show.
Yeah. I mean, granted, like, I guess it's not so hard to do, but I mean, like...
But they've never done it.
Yeah, I know.
They've never pulled it off, and I guess it takes actually a lot of tech to make it very smooth.
I was watching a documentary.
Know, yeah,
they
the
said
documentary
the computers,
South Park, yeah.
The computers they use are this is it's the same kind of stuff that they use on
Jurassic Park. Yeah,
like it's high tech software that they're using for a show. That's how come they can knock out an episode a week.
Yeah, I mean that their show can pretty much run itself at this point. They don't need to worry about anything.
I would like, and the bad thing though, I do kind of think the show has kind of taken a hit as far as like their humor goes.
Yeah, but once the game comes out, maybe...
Once the game goes out, maybe they'll go back to it. But I have a feeling that Matt Stone and Trey Parker might kind of step away from the show after a while.
I don't think they can. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, they kind of can't. Maybe they might do voiceovers, but I think they have a little too much more going on for them. I think they want to
They do
more.
A lot of voices in that game, you know?
Yeah.
What about... Let's shift topics here to a different game. What about Dark Souls 2?
I didn't play Dark Souls 1.
You didn't? That's your kind of
cup of tea, but I played Demon's Souls.
Which is pretty much almost the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing, but...
So I never played Dark Souls, or Demon's Souls, but I'm really excited to try this one. And, this one's definitely coming out for Xbox 360 as well. Was Dark Souls 1 on 360? Dougie? He's gone. Well, anyways, I don't know if Dark Souls 1 was on Xbox 360 or not, but...
Dark Souls is on, it's multi-platform.
It will be, this one will be, yeah.
No, the first one was multi-platform.
Oh, okay. All right.
God, come on, man, know your stuff.
Can't keep track of everything.
Demon's Souls was a PS3 exclusive.
That's what it was. Didn't they shut down the servers for Dark Souls 1 or something?
No, they shut down the servers for Demon's Souls.
Oh, okay, that's another game. No one cares about that now.
I do.
So, what about Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2?
Totally excited about it. I'm like the biggest...
Why don't you sit here? Sit next to me where you're nice and comfortable. So that way you can have a nice direction to the mic. Okay. Or not. So what were you saying about Castlevania?
I'm the biggest Castlevania fan you will meet.
The biggest one?
Yeah, in the Tri-Cities.
In the Tri-Cities.
I like that trailer. I thought it was garbage.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was dumb.
I think you're gay.
I thought it was stupid.
No,
I mean,
no offense to it homosexuals, even, but totally in a I hate you kind of gay.
It doesn't even, I bet you it doesn't even take place.
Because that really clarified everything were trying to. Not like not
you
like
thought the trailer
gay
was
gay.
Garbage? How?
I bet you it doesn't even take place in the present.
Well, duh. If you played the first one, did you
I
watch
did. I played all the way through the first one.
Okay, did
it
you
sucked.
See the...
It was like the worst experience of my life.
I hate you right
the
now.
The worst experience of my life?
Now I know. Now
I was
I know.
Like pulling teeth.
Now I know. Which...
No, I'm just kidding. I love that game.
No, I'm pretty... Really actually, the second one, it might have a few modern day parts. I don't think it's going to go full modern day, though. I kind of hope it doesn't, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty excited for it. I just don't know if I'm going to actually buy it, though, honestly.
Oh, no, it's going to be a day one buy for me.
Like, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah, guaranteed.
You're going to get it for Xbox 360,
I mean,
right?
James can tell you, like, I remember, what year was that? Like, all these huge games were coming out, and I remember Castlevania Order of Ecclesia came out for the DS, and I was like, man, I got to go buy that game day one. And then James was like, but Doug, there's so many other games out right now besides DS games. I'm like, no, man, I got to get Order of Ecclesia. And, like, I remember I was like, I didn't give a shit about anything else. I got Order of Ecclesia.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, if
and I wore it out.
If a Castlevania game came out on the day that he got married, he probably would have postponed the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chrissy would have been fine with that. She'd probably be right there with him.
No, I don't think she would. Now, if Borderlands came out or something,
yeah,
when she's supposed to get married, then she
probably... Or I could just have a Castlevania wedding and, like, encourage my family to get me a Castlevania for a wedding gift. But
make a Castlevania wedding cake.
There you
That's
go.
What I would do.
There you go.
Let's see. So yeah, Journey's up for a Grammy apparently for its musical score.
Oh my, that game. I said, unfortunately, I didn't get to play it, but I have watched the game in its entirety, and that game is from beginning to end one of the most visually stunning and beautiful games I've ever seen in my life. And the sound design in it
that,
is
that game
awesome.
Company and like that's
that game company. Yeah, yes,
that game company. Like they're talented.
Floater, Flower.
Flow, Flower.
Fuck those
the other
games.
And Journey. I mean, they've done three. Flow, Flower, and Journey.
There was another one, too.
There is?
Yeah.
No.
It was one of the earlier ones.
They're all pussy, hippie, tree-hugging games is what they are.
Not even close.
Make flowers and fucking
they
travel
are
through deserts.
They are the essential... Like, they are what a game
shit.
Is supposed to be. They're fun, they render emotions,
make
and
pretty
they tell
colors.
A story.
Honestly, fucking, I'm thankful for them because... Like I said, I get tired of shooting terrorists in the head every now and then.
They add a simplicity, yet a beautifulness like you don't see in games ever.
Simplicity, beautifulness.
Let's see.
A beautiful
you
quality.
You could say simplistic beautifulness.
No. They bring a simplicity that you add is rarely seen.
Simplistic beauty.
Hey, did you like Samuel L. Jackson? That how they threw him in all the game?
No, I didn't.
You didn't like him?
I hated it, honestly. And that's me.
Samuel Jackson, he's the same guy
I
every time.
I some of that shit was
he
kind of funny.
Was, I know, because you laughed at every single bit of it. Now, there's a few things that are kind of funny, but man, like, it killed me after a minute. I was like, okay, I get it. You're Samuel L. Jackson. You like to shoot stuff. And
my question is, were there any motherfucking snakes at the motherfucking
and
video game award show?
Don't, yeah, they commented on that a lot.
He's like, oh, make sure you hold down that motherfucking bleep button.
Oh, yeah.
The whole damn time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Told the sensors to be ready for him the whole time, and it just started.
Yeah, I can kind of see where it's kind of overpowered. I mean, I still like Samuel L. Jackson, but I feel like, yeah, I can see your point.
Samuel L. Jackson's like the black Christopher Walken to me. Christopher Walken.
Now, you go over here and you kill these zombies with your gun, and then you say, hey, guy, I'm a Christopher Walken, and I'm going to kill you with my gun. You know what I'm saying. It's all about shooting the enemy in the head before they get to you, because I'm Christopher Walken, and this is a Christopher Walken through.
So how about your cat?
What about my cat? Oh.
I just changed the
subject. Oh my gosh, I'm going to kill Roger.
Shit. What else we got to talk about? Let's see here. I had a couple of topics. Let me see. Oh yeah, the new shooter that's from Bungie that got leaked out. I can't remember what that title was. Let's see here. Let me look it up real quick. Bungie leaked new game. What was it called again? Some kind of code name, right? It wasn't the actual name. Destiny. That's what it was.
Destiny.
You seen these pictures here?
We just lost 15 listeners. There goes another 30.
No, check this shit out. It reminds me, if you look at the pictures. Like,
it reminds me of Killzone.
It reminds me of Final Fantasy VI. Like that big mech looking thing in the background there. And these dudes are just like, what is it, like the Predator helmet or something that he's wearing? But
Predator helmet?
No, seriously, look at this guy.
It looks like Killzone to me.
Kind of looks like Killzone. I think it's going to be interesting because, like, look, they've got this whole big, what is it called? Like the moon-like planet or something that's hanging up above their heads.
Hey, it's like Halo.
It kind of is, now that you think about it.
I mean, it's the same people that worked on Halo, so it's going to have the same qualities.
So we're dealing with Final Fantasy Killzone and Halo Hybrid.
This could be the best game ever made. I mean,
and it's coming out on all platforms. I don't know if you noticed that down there. PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
Well, duh. Activision's going to whore it out.
Oh, God, yes. I'm kind of worried about that. I don't know. I hope that doesn't get completely fucked, but you never really know. Let's see. Last of Us had a second trailer. It showed, like, a lot of story. It looks like it's like an open world kind of game a little bit. Did you notice that?
I don't think it's going to be an open world game.
I don't know. I mean,
it might have open levels, but I don't think it's going to be an open world game.
Like, you see, like, the character, like, interacting with all these other people, the survivors and stuff. I mean, it looks like it might be, I don't know. See, when I was playing it, I kind of got, like, the feel of, like, Resident Evil 5. You know,
where you play it.
No, I'm not playing. I'm saying, like, from what I've seen.
I was like, is there a demo out that I don't know about?
I wish there was. No, when I was looking at that previous trailer, the first one that we saw, where, you know, E3, the guy gets his head blown off and stuff.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of, like, where, you know, it's just, like, two people hanging out trying to survive against the whole world.
Just hanging out, chilling, trying to survive.
You know, just doing their thing, you know.
Chilling all cool and all shit, some people outside of the school.
You know, watching out for the crazy fungi people and just, you know, surviving, getting some ammo and food. But no, they make it look like, you know, there's a whole little community of, like, people that are trying to survive this, all this shit storm. And I guess I was more expecting of, like, Resident Evil 5, where it's like, oh yeah, it's just you and this other person that's AI and you're just trying to, like, go through these levels and survive. But I feel like it's a slightly little more open world, like maybe you get like missions from these people. I mean, I'm just giving my point of view.
You also have to consider the fact that like in Naughty Dog games, like especially in Uncharted games, there's a lot of character variety as well. So, I mean, you could probably be looking at that as well.
Could be.
Let's see.
What's going on?
Cat's eating metal.
Oh, the cat's fucking around the end? Great. Perfect. Let's see. Oh, that's... You want to talk about the Street Fighter?
That's actually what I was getting ready to say. Street Fighter Cross Mega Man.
Mega Man Cross Street Fighter, actually.
Or whatever. Anyways. Comes out December 17th, and it is completely free.
Capcom put it together. They found this developer guy who was like single-handedly making this little mod of Mega Man, and they're like, oh, shit, we should probably make this endorsed and official and give it away for free.
Before we don't make any... They're still not making money off of it.
No, they're not making any money. They're probably trying to appease all the Mega Man fans, honestly. But, yeah, so every...
Let's be honest, they really have, like, screwed over the Mega Man fans.
They really have. But, so, yeah, what they're doing is it's going to be just like an old-school Mega Man game from, like, the Nintendo days. And you run around... Through each level, it's like a special themed level for a Street Fighter character. And then when you get to the end, you fight said Street Fighter character. Yep. I think I can't remember the
so
whole
far
list.
I've seen Ryu, I've seen Blanca, the Awesome. I've seen a lot of people. I've seen a few from Street Fighter 4.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'm definitely going to play. I don't know about you.
Are you playing? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, it's free and it's Mega Man.
And you're sure your computer can handle it, right?
I don't know about that.
Those
a
e-machines.
8-bits.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not an e-machine, asshole.
Sorry. It's e-machine's
it's
a, bigger
it's
brother.
It's an Acer.
Oh, by the way.
That's one Ace computer you got over there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I hope they do something more.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of bitter towards Capcom anyways. So,
what do you think about Resident Evil 6? You've been playing a lot of that lately, right?
I haven't played a little bit of Resident Evil 6. Leon's campaign would be brilliant if I didn't have... a partner playing with me, whether it be AI or an online partner, it just kind of detracts from it. Other than that, I mean, like, Resident Evil 6, Leon's campaign would be awesome, Chris's campaign, not so great. I mean, it's kind of like, it's kind of, and like I said earlier, it's like Call of Evil.
You don't like Gears of Evil?
Well, Gears of Evil is Resident Evil 5. Call of Evil is is Resident Evil 6. And Jake's campaign is kind of like...
Oh, my campaign?
Yeah, yeah. Your campaign is like just quick time galore. It's like
Kung Fu fighting.
It's like God of War with guns.
Yeah, didn't you say there was like a boss fight that was nothing but quick time events?
Yeah, I mean, there was like a 5-minute boss fight, and Leon's campaign is like nothing but quick time events.
Huh.
And it sucks whenever you have like an online, you know, partner, and they're not very good at quick time events, and they kind of get you killed.
Yeah, there's like 4-player sections, right? I still don't understand
how it
works.
4-player sections. But other than that, I mean, Resident Evil, I paid like 30... Resident Evil 6, I paid like $30 for.
Do you think it's worth $30?
Yeah, I paid $30 for it.
Would you have bought it new?
Hell no.
There you go.
I would not have... People were like, but Doug, if you're a true Resident Evil fan, you'll drop $65 on it. I'm like, I love Resident Evil. Don't get me wrong. But I wasn't that impressed with Resident Evil 5, and I'm not going to drop $65 on something that I'm only going to be like, eh, it's okay.
Now, what about that special edition that came out when they announced it right before Resident Evil 6 came out in Japan?
You got like, it was like a $1,500 Leon jacket.
Yeah, you paid $1,500 for the game and a damn Leon jacket.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? I mean, think about all those people that got fucked.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't pay $1,500, not just for a jacket, even.
I mean, like, in Japan, they're probably like, I look so good.
Oh, look so good. Look at the good jacket. I like a Leon. So good.
We are not racist. That was extremely...
We're awful this episode. We're talking about rape and being
and
homophobic.
Horrible stereotypes. We're not even doing the stereotypes correctly.
So sorry. Shoddy game developmental.
But, Capcom is not really done right by me. I'm not impressed with... And I know it's just a demo, and I can't judge it. I'm not that impressed with DMC right now, Devil May Cry. And I'm a huge Devil May Cry fan as well. Honestly, Capcom used to be my favorite publisher, and now they're my most hated publisher.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan.
Period. Devil May Cry, not looking so good. Played the demo, wasn't that impressed with it. Tried to be, and I really did go into it with an open mind. Because I'm kind of over the whole, like, Dante's look. It's still kind of, I mean, it does bug me a little bit, but whatever, if it's a good game. And Mega Man Legends 3, that was a big, big, you know.
Did you like the X series? Did you say you liked the X series?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I like the X series quite a bit, but the Legends series is my favorite. Legends 1 and 2, like, those are like my favorite games of all time, or two of my favorite games of all time. And so whenever I heard Mega Man Legends 3 came out, along with Resident Evil Revelations, which, mind you, Resident Evil Revelations was the best Resident Evil of 2012, and it is probably the closest thing to an old Resident Evil that you're going to play. But Mega Man Legends 3 getting canceled was like a big slap in the face for me, and it kills me to think that the game's just kind of like sitting there.
That's a shame. I was really, I don't know. Do you think there's going to be a Resident Evil 7? That's what I was trying to get to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, people are like, no, man, I heard this the last one.
Are
like,
you serious?
And I'm like, yeah, I talk to people like that, and I'm like...
Are you going to lose a cash cow? No.
And I'm like, seriously, it's their highest-selling franchise. Why would they kill it off? You know, I mean, like, if anything, you know, yeah, they might reboot it. And honestly, I think Resident Evil could use a reboot. Capcom has speculated, and they've kind of like commented here lately that they're kind of considering remaking Resident Evil 2 in the style that they remade Resident Evil 1 for GameCube, and it would be pre-rendered background with in full HD for Resident Evil 2. And I could die happy if that happened.
What does that tell you, that if one of the best games they could possibly make would just be a reboot of their own games?
Say that again. I couldn't quite hear you.
What does that tell you about a developer if one of the best games that you could possibly see them creating is just a rehash of one of their old games?
Well, see, that's the thing, too, though. I mean, you can't really... And Capcom's done it before with Resident Evil 1. Now, I will not hold that against them, because Resident Evil 1, to me, the remake for GameCube, was almost an entirely different game. And if they can do that with Resident Evil 2 while still keeping, like, the essence of it and keeping, like, the fear of it, I would love it. Like, the Resident Evil remake for GameCube, to me, in my opinion, is one of the scariest games of all time, period. It doesn't have all that cheesy action bullshit that Resident Evil is like so associated with now. So if they could do Resident Evil 2 right and not like make it like into some blockbuster action movie, I'd be totally cool with it.
Yeah, I can understand that. Maybe they'll get there, but I mean, I don't know. Seems like they're kind of stuck in the past.
I think Capcom, they're going to kind of learn their lesson with Resident Evil 6. Because, yeah, it might be the highest grossing Resident Evil, but it was also the most critically panned. Well, besides, like, Survivor.
Yeah.
Which, for some reason, I like Survivor, but whatever.
Speaking of Survivor, not the show, mind you, I'm not thinking of Survivor that way. So let's talk about a little game I've been playing. I mentioned it briefly today and also last podcast about Zombie U. Is it okay if we jump to that topic?
I don't care, yeah.
So I've been playing the crap out of Zombie U. Actually, I almost beat the game. And then I came across this game-ending glitch that meant where I couldn't access the last area to beat the game. So I'm starting over again, unfortunately. And I was doing some research, and apparently there's a lot of glitches in that game that are like that. And it's not been patched. There's not been a patch or anything like that. And I don't know if there's even going to be one
yet. We used too busy patching their own system.
Yeah, but the thing I'm getting to is, did you see the reviews for that game?
Terrible.
Not really terrible. They were like mixed. Like, some people say it was like terrible reviews. Other people say it was great reviews. Personally, I think it was awesome. I mean, it was tough, and you die a lot, but it was like, I feel like I was playing like, you know, Dark Souls or Demon Souls or whatever, even though I never played Dark Souls itself. But I felt like it was that same kind of level of difficulty where, you know, if you die, you have to go back to loot all the, you know, all the stuff your previous guy had because he's a zombie now, so you have to go get from him. The thing that got me, though, is the fact that I got stuck and I couldn't get past a certain point, so I'm literally starting all the way over again. And that sucks. I mean, at this point, that shit should not be happening at all with the game. It's a great game, don't get me wrong.
I mean, this is the day and age we live in. Games get pumped out, and then we have to basically buy unfinished products.
Yeah, it sucks. But, I mean, you know, people were disappointed about it, and you said you were disappointed with a few other games, but let's talk about the biggest disappointments that we've come across, because this is getting close to, like, the end of the year. We've seen a lot of games come out. Do you have any idea, like, thinking of all the games you played this past year, what was, like, your... First of all, let's talk about your personal favorite and then your least favorite game that you've played this year. Do you have one off the top of your head? If not, I can go ahead and tell you mine. It is what it is. I don't mind.
No, go ahead, because I'm still thinking what my least favorite game is.
Yeah, my most favorite game I think I've played, and James, you think about this too while I'm talking about this.
Yeah, James.
Is going to probably have to be Assassin's Creed 3. That's probably my most favorite game I've played this year so far. Like, it was just amazing in every single way. A lot of glitches in it, a lot of bugs. People didn't really like that, but hey, it was kind of a big game. I think we talked about this last week too. But as far as least favorite game goes, overall, I mean, maybe I'm optimistic. I didn't really have anything that I was too upset about that I was like, no, fuck this. I can't play this. There was one. I'm trying to remember what it was called, though. Oh, no, that wasn't this year, though. There was one that I played, since I can't think of one of this past year. Maybe if I can, I'll come back to it. But the biggest disappointing game I think I've ever played in the recent, like, past few years, was Dead Rising. Mainly Dead Rising 2 or whatever it was called.
Dead Rising, that's a series I want to like, but I can't. But I don't think that game wasn't released this year, though.
Let me explain that the reason why I didn't like that, I think I told you, like, I was playing and I didn't save, I had to start back all the way over. I told you that.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I haven't really come across anything that's been too disappointing for me, though, this year. I mean, it's... Yeah, you've got some bugs and stuff that come out. I mean, I've played a lot of games this year, but nothing has really disappointed me. Maybe I'm an optimistic person. What about you, James? I know you're pessimistic, so I'm sure you've got something you hate.
All games, shit. All of them. Hate them all. No, I would say... Me too! This is kind of weird, but So mostly I've been playing PC games, and like probably the game that I like the most, and a lot of people won't agree with, but I really enjoyed Diablo 3 this year. I think that game, it took a little long for what I think they put out, to put it out, like what, like almost 10 years to, between Diablo 1 and Diablo 2, Diablo 3. But the game was a lot of fun. All the enemies and the levels were well integrated. Some people had quarrels about the story itself, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. The game looked beautiful. It played beautiful. I really enjoyed it. I think that's probably one of my favorite games on the PC that I played this year. And in the same respects, probably one of the worst games that I played. It sounds weird, but I would say it's Diablo 3 in a way.
What do you think about the whole online required thing for a single player game?
I understand there are some people out there that say, oh, I don't like it because of
all... Yeah, but it's not just Diablo that's doing that too now.
But the whole thing with Diablo, I think Diablo 3 has to have it. Because Diablo 2 was run rampant with duping and editing your own equipment. And the fact that they have a real money auction house involved now, people with real money involved, to keep people from going onto this auction house and creating thousands of the best weapon in the game, it's just I don't know, it's just to keep the integrity of the game alive, really. But I didn't like it for the same respect that after you play a couple of times too, because you play the game through normal, nightmare, hell, and Inferno. And once you get to Inferno, that's where you get all the best equipment. But eventually, you're running the same level over and over again, looking for a new piece of equipment with a couple pieces of stats higher. But in most cases, you're not going to find that equipment. You're farming cash so you can go on an auction house and pay some ridiculous price for something some other guy found. So I think that's probably why I don't like it. I mean, I love it. I love playing the game, but it's a love-hate relationship every time I turn it on.
I understand that. So did you use that auction house a lot?
Yes, I have. Almost all my gear is bought on there.
I just found a really terrible game that I just remembered. Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Did you play that?
I've seen that game. The first person Resident Evil.
You said that you hadn't played it.
I haven't played it, but...
Then don't tell me that it's terrible.
You like that game?
I do like it.
Okay, so what do you like about that game?
See, I think that's one of those games that got pretty unfair judgment. The only thing I can agree with is that, yeah, the AI shit in it, but the game's not meant to be played with AI partners. It's meant to be played online. And I think that's what a lot of people have a misconception about.
What's that noise?
That is Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's the theme song. Now, but from what I played of it, like, you know, I went into it, and like, I only paid like $25 for it. Enjoyed it quite thoroughly, honestly. And there's a few reviewers that did give it a pretty decent reviews. It's probably one of the lower rated Resident Evils, but I mean, I don't know. I had fun with it. I had more fun with it than I've had with Resident Evil 6.
But that game is the epitome of what you say is wrong with the new Resident Evils. It's all action. It's an action game.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, I knew what I was expecting with Resident Evil Operation Raccoon City. I was not expecting a Resident Evil experience. I was expecting going through Raccoon City with three other players and just shooting zombies Left 4 Dead style.
You knew it was going to be a shoot-em-up.
Yeah.
So you took it for what it was.
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what people had a problem with, too. They're like, this isn't Resident Evil. Well, duh. I mean, it was made by, like, the guys that worked on, what was it, SOCOM.
SOCOM?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Slant 6, they worked on, like, the portable SOCOMs.
Portable, okay.
So,
I mean, I played a little bit of that game, and I gotta say, it's interesting.
It's not terrible.
No,
it's not terrible.
The action in it is pretty good.
It's kind of
the graphics hold up pretty well.
It's kind of like Duke Nukem. Like, people said it was terrible. I had fun with it. I did.
I had a good time with Duke Nukem.
It's pretty unique playing the bad guys, though.
Yeah.
Going in and cleaning up.
And, I mean, like, in the multiplayer, and, like, especially, like, the competitive multiplayer, I had a ton of fun with that, too. Especially like playing like as like the All Stars, and like you played as like Ada Wong and Leon and all of them, like you fought against each other, like good versus evil. There was also like infection mode. One of my favorite modes in Operation Raccoon City is called survival mode. And I can't remember exactly how many players that they pit you against, but like you're basically like your own man.
No shit.
and you have a helicopter that you have to reach. You have a dedicated team, but you have to backstab your team to get a spot on this helicopter to get out of town. There's only four spots on it.
Yeah, that's right.
And you have about 16 players in the game all backstabbing each other trying to get on this helicopter.
What? That's pretty cool. You don't know who your friend is and who's and not going
to
be your friend.
And I would always like help these people get to the helicopter and just like pop, shoot them right in the face or throw them into zombies and like get on the helicopter. So
all 16 people can make it to the end, but not let them.
Yeah, but then you have to basically fight your way to the helicopter. So, and like one way, another good way is like you could, in multiplayer, like you can make your opponent bleed. And zombies would be attracted to the blood and, like, start swarming them. And that's what else I would do. I would have them get swarmed, and then, like, in turn, somebody else would start bleeding and they'd get swarmed. And I'd have a nice, clear spot on the helicopter.
Okay, I legitimately just thought of a game that pissed me off. Now, granted, the game I'm about to tell you, I enjoyed playing, but there was a lot of shit with it that was just fucking ridiculous. Maybe you played it. The Darkness 2. Did you play it?
No, but Chris, my wife actually played it.
We were talking about that. Me and Christy, I remember just now, back when it came out, we were talking about
it. She enjoyed it quite a bit.
No, I enjoyed it, but the problem I had with that game was that I felt like I was dying way too easily when I got to deal with guys that have flashlights and they're shining them on me and, now all of a sudden I'm a weak little bitch and I'm dying.
That's why they call it the darkness, because you gotta stay in the darkness.
No, okay, I'm just trying to bring up, like, my least favorite game. Yeah. That, it was annoying, because I got parts in that game where I was stuck, like, over and over and over and over again, just dying over and over again, trying to get past one tiny little part. And it's all because he had, like, a little tiki lantern, and he was shining at my face, and I was gonna fucking, like, break my monitor. I was so pissed. I was about to, like, fucking smash my keyboard or something. I was so angry at that game. It just got frustrating. So
honestly, I can't say what my favorite game was, nor can I say what my least favorite game is. Hold on, let me get a second opinion. Christy, what was my favorite game this year?
Is that a second opinion, or is that really your opinion?
That's my opinion. She'll tell me my opinion.
That's how marriage works, huh?
And what was my least favorite? Because I really can't call. I played a lot.
Yeah, I think we all played a lot. It's tough to say. I mean, there are some decent games.
I know. I remember there's one game in particular I was, like, heavily disappointed in, and I cannot think of
it. What about Yakuza? Like, how much Yakuza?
I can't really judge it right now. I'm enjoying it. It's not, like, the best game I've ever played, but...
Modern Warfare 3? That came out last year.
I was pretty disappointed with that, but... So, I can't really say, other than that, there are really a whole lot of, like, disappointing games that I played. Modern Warfare 3 wasn't disappointing. I just didn't really like the online aspect of it. But I guess since we're moving past that, I'm going to go ahead and we just kind of had a visitor show up. Linus, why don't you introduce yourself to us?
Hi, how you doing, everybody? My name's Linus Griffin, and I'm here to input and other junk.
You never introduced me to him as Linus. It was always L.A. What's so special to these
Shut
people?
Shut up, James.
We're adults. Hey.
What's so special?
Whoa, buddy.
We're adults? Are you really going to say that? Now. I'm talking about cats puking and all this other.
Hey.
Whoa. That's adult subject content.
I mean, we're on a bad start here. We're spiraling down a hole we can't even get out
of. I think
now.
We have. We started with rape and we worked our way to.
This is not trading spaces. This is
rape.
Real.
We made fun of rape, homosexuals,
and Asians.
But
they give us the best video games, so we love you.
And so now
Miyamoto.
You're
the man.
Yeah, Miyamoto is the man.
I want the new Zelda game now.
So, Ellie, have you been playing any games here lately that you'd like to touch up on, or anything game-related that you'd like to touch up on?
Well, I'm still obsessed with Mass Effect 3.
I know.
I cannot get enough of Mass Effect 3.
Really?
Just gotta have it.
I got it on my PC. I played it for a couple weeks, and then they said... The ending sucks, and then BioWare said...
Bitches that complain about the fucking ending. Play the goddamn game.
But the BioWare said they were going to change their ending. So before I finished the game, I stopped playing it to...
I won't complain about the original endings. I like the original endings.
Hand signals?
Okay. Hand signals, what is this?
I don't know.
Are we doing a robot?
It's all about volume.
Are we robotic? Jake and I are the managers. We're like, we're like composers. We're like, you need to go higher.
Hey, Macarena. All right.
This is up, this is down, this is Perfect.
Perfect okay. is right about here.
All
right.
Let's go back to Mass Effect.
Yeah. I stopped playing Mass Effect 3 for a little bit because I knew they were going to be changing mm-hmm. the ending. Well, so now I probably need to finish it.
Well, with the extended endings, you got an extra cutscene which kind of explains some of the things that happened after, you know, whichever ending you got, whether it was good, whether it was bad, I know, whether Bioshock, it was synergy.
Mass Effect 2, mm-hmm. I beat it twice. The only game I've ever beaten twice. I beat it twice because I wanted the perfect ending. I got Legion. The sec I did every single extra mission, as soon as I got mm-hmm. Legion, went straight to the end of the game. I never got to do Legion's extra mission. And I didn't get the perfect
ending. Well, see, that's the thing. You have to do those loyalty missions because if you get everyone to survive, they come back.
I did that, though. Yeah. And Legion, I didn't get the chance to do Legion. I had every update on the ship in Mass Effect 2.
Legion is a badass.
I had everything. But as soon as I got Legion, the game is not... The game, I don't know. The game, Mass Effect 2 kind of made me mad because I said I took my time. I had every upgrade to the ship, equipment. I did all the loyalty missions as soon as I got Legion.
Moving on real quick. The cool thing about Mass Effect 3... For Xbox players, is you had the entire trilogy. You had from 1 to 2 to 3.
And okay? that is a pretty good point.
If you could have all the crew, original crew and cast survive Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, you had extra bonuses. Well, it kind of boned us PS3 guys. Yeah, we had all the Mass Effect 2 content. And we had all the Mass Effect 3 content. But I miss having Rex and a couple other things. That
Rex is in 2.
He's in 1. If
Rex is in 1.
Yeah, you don't get him in 2 unless you have the original copy. Which PS3 players did not get. But going...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but like with the PS3 edition, like I think like at the beginning, didn't they have like some kind of like graphic novel introduction like with Mass Effect 1 to kind of like get the PS3 gamers kind of...
No, actually I never found that content. I heard that it's out there. I'm still looking for it. So if anybody has got a link, please leave it like on the bottom of this or something because I want it. Right? Well,
didn't they come out with a trilogy thing? Didn't we just talk about that?
Yeah, like, that is now on Xbox, but I'm not sure if it's on PS3. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, I'm picking that up.
But Wii U is getting boned. I mean,
right, the Wii U is getting really a bunch of bonus
content. I don't even know why you would want to buy Mass Effect 3 for the Wii U.
The Wii U edition, though, what they're doing is, as you go through the graphic novel from Mass Effect 1 into Mass Effect 2, they're letting you make all the choices that you can make in Mass Effect 1 to save certain characters, to romance certain characters...
Romance.
It's all about Tally.
Yes, it is.
What is under that mask? Who knows?
Anyway, you can make all the decisions in the Wii U edition leading up into the how you play Mass Effect 3. So that's a bonus for Wii U players. And I think they're going to do some extra stuff, too, for like the gamepad for the Wii U. It's going to be like, you know, more tactical stuff that you can do.
I just hope that doesn't really fall into the line of, like, gimmickry.
Man, yeah.
Well, that's kind of what
we But if you're really enthralled in the story, the DLC is worth it because they do expand on the Mass Effect universe in the DLC a lot. I'm really looking forward to playing Afterlife and playing with Arya because she's supposed to be like just a biotic badass.
Afterlife, is that the next DLC?
It's the next
one. They're actually
Arya's in the blue girl, right?
No. Yeah, Arya is
the blue Asari. One with the tentacles.
Yeah, all the Asari kind of look the same.
Yeah, Asari, okay. Yeah.
And I think I was reading here recently for the new Mass Effect content, like they're like basically putting a pretty big budget on the new DLC.
Yes,
they bringing are. In like all the official writers and voice actors.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, like I think they're really going to like sink their teeth in the new.
What happened with the final cut thing, by the way? What that, you know, the game ending thing that was supposed to answer and quell all those problems?
Right. It's well, we do know in a couple of the endings that Shepard does die.
Spoiler alert! No!
So, bitches, fuck you.
My game.
In two of the endings, Shepard dies. There's no coming back from what the fuck he just did. And one of the endings, there's kind of a cliffhanger. It's like, whose hand was that in the rubble? Was it Shepard's? Was it some other soldier? You don't know. It's just a hand in rubble.
What's this new voice again?
Fanboys just like the bitch for whatever, so I'm going to leave it at that.
That's his radio voice.
This is how I talk normally, folks.
I didn't know Shepard died. You just ruined my night, accidentally.
You not beating it?
No.
Nigga, not my fault.
It's been out for a while.
Either you knew or you didn't know.
I will say this. I did kind of lose a little bit of respect for BioWare whenever they kind of cracked and changed the ending.
That's bullshit.
They didn't really change them. They expanded on them so they gave you a little bit
But the
more
thing
closure.
Is, though, and they did kind of crack under fan pressure, though, because, I mean, you were having, like, fans like, whoa. Like, we're going to boycott the next one and blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's if that was their original vision for the ending, then they should have just left it that way.
Yeah, I think that says something about the industry when people can voice their opinions on YouTube like that and just complain, and actually get a response.
Well, it's, I mean, it's a two-edged sword. Yeah, yeah. There's some benefits to that, but there's also some negative.
It's good to listen, you know, to your fans, but like with something like that, I'm sorry, game was not flawed.
The gameplay was solid.
Like, for example, Call of Duty just came out with Hardcore Kill Confirmed because everybody bitched about not having Hardcore Kill Confirmed. Now it's in there. So you know, that's a good sign.
I think people need to just...
That's a good thing about it. Yeah. Now, when it comes to, like, you know, it's mostly, like, creative vision that I'm worried about. Like,
yeah, I understand.
Do you really have a say-so whenever your fans are kind of like...
It's like, well, no, we don't like your ending, so we don't like that you killed that guy. Okay, well, we'll go back and rewrite the entire fucking game.
Yeah.
No, stick by your decisions.
That's why you have a publisher that, you know, and people that review the game before it goes out, you know?
Yeah.
Not talking about reviews like Metacritic. I'm talking about, like, people on the inside track that, you know, okay, is this how, does this seem about right? Yeah, okay, this is the creative director, this is what he did. Does this seem about right?
Do we have a gap here? Is this how we want to arc the story?
Do we want to leave it like this? And everyone agreed, including the publishers and creative directors. Everybody's like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I think this has a, it's good. You know what? I like the way it originally was. I mean, I haven't even downloaded the extra DLC. I just liked it for what it was, because, you know, it's kind of like up to your to yourself to decide, you know, what are we looking at?
Look at it, Reggie. He's actually the chilling cat? Out for once.
Wow. Yeah, let's just keep it at that.
Okay.
Reggie is like the menace of this podcast.
Yeah, he's puked and there's been scratching.
Every single episode, Reggie attacks.
I think he's hardcore partying himself out. He's just sleeping on James's
lap.
Well,
good. But anyway, so, yeah, I'm totally fine with what they did originally. I didn't look at any of that Final Cut DLC crap or anything like that.
But the Final Cut DLC does expand with some extra cutscenes that are pretty sweet. I do like that aspect. Now, if they would have just done that with... It kind of spoiled it that everybody complained and we then got that. If they just would have, you know, thrown it out there, hey, here's some extra cutscenes on top of your ending. I would have been cool with that too.
So do you feel the original ending was correct, or do you feel like that they should have included these other endings as the... I mean, these other cutscenes in the
original ending? Honestly, I think they should have put them in the first time.
Well, then but that means
the original game. The original game, though, I still enjoyed it before.
And they didn't change the original game; they just changed the ending. So maybe they should have
not really changed. They expanded upon.
Expanding, yeah. But that's kind of like, what if Inception actually showed at the top drops?
What,
like,
if you got?
They didn't.
Well, I want to ask the question though. Has anybody got all four endings, not just the original three, but all four? I've got all four.
I don't know. I know there was a fourth ending.
All I'm going to say is, did you shoot God? Because I did, and I found out the hard way what happens when you shoot God in the face.
You shot God?
Well, he's a godlike figure in the game, and I shot him in the face, and it was like, holy crap.
I'm guessing it's pretty abrupt.
I don't recall a godlike figure in the game.
Well, they call him the God Child. That's all I want to say about that.
I don't even recall that.
Anyway, you guys want to talk about some old school stuff?
Well, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I know what your answer is going to be for this. What would you say, in your opinion, for 2012, what is your favorite game of this year, and what is your least favorite game?
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's a hard question, because I really couldn't answer
least
it.
Least favorite? I'm going to pick a Disney game. Any Disney game is as my least favorite.
Something you've played.
Something I played?
Something that you played.
Not something that you just think is it good, because apparently you can't do that.
You can't say Raccoon City, because you already said that.
Hey, I'm that kind of person. I can look at something and tell you it's going to be fucking bad, and it's fucking bad.
Well, I mean, okay, like, what is a game that you've played that you personally did not enjoy? If you can't answer, that's fine, but what is your favorite game of the year?
Favorite game of the year? Has to be Mass Effect 3 for me.
That got some good reviews. They got RPG of the year, you know that?
I thoroughly enjoy my experience with Mass Effect 3.
Did you watch the VGAs?
I did not.
You didn't watch any of the VGAs?
I don't have cable.
Oh.
I have a life.
YouTube.
Well, you know, just touch upon a couple of things. That Walking Dead DLC game, that got Game of the Year.
What the?
It's almost like a casual game.
Well, because so many women played it.
What's that?
Because so many women played it.
Huh?
Because so many women played it.
everybody know that loves that TV show, they're women.
Yeah.
Honestly. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. But that's nothing against them.
I love that show.
I love women, so it's nothing against them.
Nothing against the ladies that like, you know, casual gaming, but I'm just saying.
If it's going to swing that kind of way,
then I guess, you know, Blobs is going to be next. Game of the Year next year.
No.
Game of the Year next year is going to be Pilates on the Wii U.
Oh, dear
Bioshock
God.
Your Infinite
Fitness Evolved Zumba Edition.
Yeah. I am looking forward to Battlefield 4.
Battlefield 4. Battlefield 3 was amazing.
They're supposed to come out next year, right?
4.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's kind of soon for another, because Battlefield 3 has a lot of life, I think.
I need it. I need it
now. Battlefield 3 is amazing, though.
Shut up and take my money for Battlefield 4.
On the PC, 64-person online multiplayer, it is truly amazing. It's an amazing experience.
What I am looking forward to is another Zelda game.
Yes.
Oh, HD Zelda.
Finally.
Did you pick up a Wii U?
Not yet. I'm too poor, unfortunately.
Well, me and Doug have been really hot and horny about it. I mean, he hasn't got one yet, but he's played it a couple times, and we have been very
thrilled. We've had a lot of fun with it. I do plan on picking one up. Probably whenever a few more games come out for it. I'm not going to make the same mistake that I made with the 3DS.
No.
Fuck that shit.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like my 3DS, but there's nothing out for it.
Yeah, like, it's like all the content's dried up.
Yeah.
It's still the number one selling console.
Yeah, I know, but...
Because there's so many little kids out there that...
Mom, you want this? It's Pokemon.
But the thing
Pokemon's a juggernaut.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, I've been still download crazy on my cell phone. I actually downloaded a Jetpack Joyride.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It's good. I actually prefer Iron Rusher over it, though.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it's a little bit different, but, I mean, Jetpack Joyride's been around for over a year now, I think.
But, yeah, we went pretty heavy on mobile gaming last topics.
By the way, I beat all the virus types on Play Games.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I beat everything you can.
That's only for iOS, I think, actually. No, it's for Android.
You have a Legend of Zelda question. Has anybody seen the official, a Legend of Zelda timeline
that has been published? I saw something about that.
All
the different universes and how
I would say Skyward Sword actually falls as the first one.
Yeah.
I'm confused as hell.
Is that bad? I haven't seen it.
Didn't they say the Legend of Zelda is actually the last one?
In the series? Like the actual Legend of Zelda, the very first.
I think
first.
Wind Waker,
A Link to the Past, or Legend of Zelda?
No, the Legend.
Like we're talking 8-bit side scrolling.
Like 1987 and NES.
Okay.
It's the last one in the series. Now Skyward Sword is the first in the series, and
it's so weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then
did it make sense the way they did it?
I haven't really
read. Well, there's a lot of reincarnation involved, apparently. Yeah.
Well, see, in the Twilight Princess, they actually, and I don't know if you guys.
I played it thoroughly.
Oh my god, that was the best.
This shouldn't be a spoiler alert, but especially by this time, it shouldn't be a spoiler alert. And if it is, I'm sorry.
That's only been out for 5 or 6 years. You know,
if it is, fuck you.
backlog
catalog.
In Twilight Princess, it kind of goes into there's been all these different links.
I remember that.
So and you're facing all these dark links and everything.
That's pretty obvious. Link, it's a new Link.
Yeah. So and I think that's a pretty cool concept though. I'm glad they kind of
Wind Waker, he wasn't Link.
I think the Wind Waker actually is the second in the series.
Because Wind Waker wasn't even Link.
Where was Twilight Princess at?
I have watched the YouTube chronology.
I think Wind Waker is one of my favorite. I loved the cell shading.
That was such a controversy.
I have Wind Waker. I have never played it.
You need to play it. I'm telling you.
I've never played it.
Because it stands up. Because it's cell shaded. It still stands up.
It's cell shaded.
It looks absolutely beautiful.
Well, see, I hate when people say that. Because people are like, oh man, the Wind Waker just sucks because it's cell shaded. And I'm like, honestly judge a game by being cell shaded? And the funny thing is,
Beautiful Joe, amazing game.
Hold on. This is the thing. I can say whenever these people say the Wind Waker sucks, I'll say, have you played the Phantom Hourglass? And they'll say, yeah, I love the Phantom Hourglass.
That's cel-shaded.
Why don't you like Wind Waker?
The Wind Waker, the whole aspect of wind and traveling the seas, tonight, play it.
Okay.
And you get to use a cannon on your little boat. It's awesome.
Are you lying to me? Are you lying to me? You're going to put it in tonight?
No, probably not. But
why not?
Because.
We'll put it in. We'll put something in, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to pull up the official thing here real quickly. The
Phantom Hourglass, that's an amazing game, too.
Now, one thing I will say, has anybody heard about a new Metroid game?
Not yet, but I'm sure.
No, I haven't really come across it.
Oh, boy.
If it is, it's probably just rumor right now, but.
I'm hoping there's another Metroid in development.
I'm kind of surprised that there wasn't a Metroid involved in the release of Wii U.
Yeah, has anybody got to play Metroid the Other M?
I kind of stayed away from it. Now, I have found it for fairly cheap here lately.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought about picking it up, but to me it just looked like Ninja Gaiden reskinned.
It pretty much was. I've got a copy of it. I have not beat it. But the gameplay is like playing Ninja Gaiden. I did like it though. I'm gonna say it's more of a
what I'm
a 7 out of 10 for me.
What I think is very smart with the Wii U release is they like what they're doing is I noticed like you don't hear anything about Metroid and Zelda because they already have Super Mario. Super Mario is out for the Wii U. That's their system seller from their established series. So as soon as Mario,
I do see that sweeping some awards this year, yeah, possibly.
As Mario dies down, that's when you're going to see more. And they're probably going to release them one at a time. All their big series, they're going to release them one at a time to keep Wii U selling. They're not going to unleash all their baskets.
Nintendo's openly admitted that's their strategy. I mean, it's a good strategy, but at the same time, I really think they're kind of trickling it a little.
It'd be nice to have good games that... couple of good games at once, not just one every year.
And I'm kind of glad they released like a Super Mario for the Wii U launch.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, I love that game so much.
It was that, a Zelda, or a Metroid, like whenever they released Metroid Prime, I guess, for the Wii.
Now, I would have liked to have seen like a Mario Galaxy kind of thing.
Oh, Mario Galaxy now, that is one of my favorite games.
Now, like a new 3D Mario, it's like a three-dimensional Mario. It is in development right now. Yeah. It's going to be releasing soon. I don't know if you guys played it, but Super Mario World 3D for the 3DS.
No, I haven't played it.
Hands down, one of the best Mario's ever played.
It's side scroller, right?
No, it wasn't
Super Mario 3D Land.
Oh, yeah, Super Mario 3D Land. Okay, yeah, okay. That was 64.
My sister's picking it up, actually.
It's actually an amazing game.
That was Super Mario 64 3D.
No. Like it came out. It's a 3DS exclusive. It's Super Mario 3D Land. It's made by the Galaxy team.
Oh, okay.
And it's amazing. Like,
it's like Galaxy, that Mario game was so much fun. I had so much fun with that Mario game. Probably the most fun I've ever had with the Super Mario game.
He ran for your face and you just shot him.
Sorry, Elliot's looking at a video game.
Speaking of, Chrissy's playing Dead Nation right now. Chrissy's always kind of like the background character playing video games.
Can I just say this? I'm getting sick of all these zombies. And all these motherfucking shows. And all of these motherfucking video games. When are zombies finally going to fucking be put down?
You see, here's my thing with that. I always, like, growing up, I'm like, God, there's not enough zombies. There's not enough zombies in anything. Why are there no zombie movies?
Zombies is the flavor of the month.
Why are there no zombies in video games? And then now I'm like, oh my God, I got my wish and I don't want it anymore.
The past 5 years have been nothing but zombies.
So first that it was
and
ninjas.
Glittering vampires.
Like first it was ninjas because you had ninja
Gaiden
and
little bitches.
Like all these ninja games and stuff, and now it's zombies and vampires. Next has some pirates.
Okay,
have to be a pirate.
More pirates?
A pirate renaissance.
Oh God, please.
Now we touched on Metroid, Other M, and then that brought us to Ninja Gaiden, which brought us to zombies. Which brought us back to Ninja Gaiden.
A natural evolution.
Now, I was going to say, have you guys heard about the new Ninja Gaiden Z?
No.
On the Wii U?
Oh, it hasn't been announced yet, because it's probably going to be a next-gen title. The visuals look amazing. Now, this one, it's actually being produced by Keiji Inafune from Mega Man. He's actually going to be heading up this new Ninja Gaiden.
To me, that makes no sense in a way. You have a guy who's controlled 2D.
But you got to think.
We're thinking.
I'm thinking.
Okay,
yeah.
Just let me finish.
I'm not thinking.
Okay, Ninja Gaiden. How was that originally released?
It was a 2D scroller.
It was a 2D side scroller. Was it hard as hell?
Yeah, but
okay.
There's no way.
Was
they can do
Mega
that
Man a 2D side scroller that was hard as hell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's actually a pretty good fit.
But yeah, if he was creating the new Ninja Gaiden in 1995,
because
he has to control a 3D
You gotta think. Tobunobu Itagaki made the original Ninja Gaiden along and also the 3D iterations.
Team Ninja.
Yeah, and Tobunobu headed up.
That guy's a rock star, by the way.
I can't stand him.
I mean, in case you don't know, he'll tell you.
Yeah,
He'll tell you he's a rock star.
He's like the most conceited developer in the world.
Oh, my God.
No, Cliff Bleszinski?
No, dude, Tobunobu takes the cake by far.
Yeah, he wears sunglasses.
Oh, my God. Sunglasses.
Indoors.
Well, he might be a domestic violence victim.
But okay, so KG is heading up the new Ninja Gaiden. And what brought me back about the zombies, like, this one is also going to be based about zombies.
What?
Yep.
Dude,
so,
no, that's so... To me, that's
but
not
it's
like
going
it's
to be
take...
a cel- it's going to be a cel shaded Ninja Gaiden game with zombies, and we'll actually, it looks kind of cool. But then again, we're kind of falling into that same stigma with zombies.
Ninja Gaiden was based off you fighting other ninjas, like it ninjas? Was a badass.
But apparently, Ryu from the Ninja Gaiden series, the main character from the Ninja Gaiden series, somehow infects the main character with the zombie virus. And so you're actually hunting down Ryu to kill him.
No, this is... I think that's a horrible... Unless it's amazing, that sounds like a horrible premise.
So this... Well, I mean, I don't think Ninja Gaiden's ever been, like, well-known for its premise.
I don't know. Ninja Gaiden for Xbox 360 was one of the... No, for Xbox, was one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen. When
hard as hell.
It was, but it was gorgeous. Everything of it. And I thought the story was really good. I mean, it was kind of campy, yeah, but... Thought it was good still. That just sounds really over the top.
Well, we'll see how it goes. But they're also like the people. It's Concept, which is Kiyoji's development company, and I can't remember the name of them. But they're actually developing the new Lost Planet 3. They're also working on the new Ninja Gaiden.
The trailer for Lost Planet 3 looks pretty cool.
It actually, I think it's going to be all right. I think it's going to be good. So,
wait, what about Lost Planet?
The trailer for it came out a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was like, have you not seen it? But
yeah, that might be okay. I don't know. I was disappointed
with
Lost Planet
2. I like the main character, though. He seems pretty cool.
I think that they're going to take like a better approach with this Lost Planet. I think it's going to be like almost like Dead Space, kind of, in a way.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Dead Space 3 coming out?
You know, I'm kind of looking forward to it, just for the fact that I think Visceral Games is handling it the right way. Instead of going out like Resident Evil and sticking with an AI partner if you want to play offline, they're actually creating a single player campaign to kind of keep the single player fans happy, and that way you can still get the scares from it while making the multiplayer, like the co-op, like more action centric. One thing I'm kind of disappointed about is like they're actually taking like competitive multiplayer out of Dead Space 3.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Love that though.
Yeah, I mean like the competitive multiplayer in Dead Space 2 was actually a lot of fun.
It was amazing.
Yeah, you got to play, I mean, I kind of hated playing it as a necromorph.
I loved it. I played as a little baby with the scythe.
I just died all the time whenever I was a necromorph. Like whenever I played as an engineer, I was fine though.
Yeah, no, that was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good game. I definitely prefer Dead Space 1 over Dead Space 2, though.
Freaked me out, dude. Game freaked me out.
Yeah, I mean, it's Dead Space 1's like one of the most terrifying games of all time.
Yeah, I
had a friend
Doug
come over and when I had a 360 and he played Dead Space 1. I woke up that night to get a drink of water. I walked in the living room. He's got every fucking light in my house on. And he is sitting there with a fucking golf club. Like, dude, you all right?
It's one of those games you can't play by yourself.
No, remember, absolutely not. I tried playing it by myself. Yeah. And like, yeah.
Remember Doug Winter, every time you were playing it, like, that guy that was chasing you scared the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Like, because we've been there for a while until, like, obviously I was over here for a little bit until you got past the nursery area. And then, like you said, like, that night, later the next day, you were playing it and this big thing was just chasing
him. Yeah, he doesn't die. He just tears through the walls and he just doesn't
fucking
die.
Nursery. He's just there just to fuck up your day. You're like shit.
Was it
there's a nursery in Zombie U?
Oh, really?
Yeah, speaking of nurseries.
There's a nursery in like every game. I think that's just...
typical horror location.
You know, the reason is, in general, even without zombies, babies scare the typical young male.
They eat poo and shit.
Even if they're not even possessed, you don't want anything to do with that baby.
I know, they don't want anything to do with the baby.
That
ain't my baby.
That cry just kill you.
That ain't my fucking baby.
That's why they made DNA tests. But
you are not the father.
Speaking of stuff that scares you, in Zombie U, I did get extremely terrified one time. Besides the typical, like, oh, this thing's jumping me from behind, I didn't see him, wasn't paying attention. There was one part in that game that was, like, right in the middle of the nursery. And it's where you kind of fall through the floor, and you're, like, looking around, you're, like, it's real dark here. You've got a bunch of things you got to scan, so I'm sitting here, I'm holding my gamepad out, and just like you do in the game, and I'm sitting here scanning these objects. I've got to scan different objects to get four numbers for a code so I can get out the fucking place. So I'm sitting here scanning and scanning and scanning, and I can kind of hear some shit creeping around, like, okay, whatever, I got to scan these things real quick. As I'm sitting here, and I'm scanning, I've got, like, my gamepad, like 6 inches from my face. Like, scanning. I shit you not. This whatever, like, zombie, like, ghost-like creature thing fucking jumped right in front of my gamepad screen. And I was like, no, fuck, shit, fuck. And it's like, it just freaked me the fuck out.
That sounds like one of those cheap scares that I can't stand in horror movies where like they, or no, it's one of those like pictures that you'll get on like, Facebook and it says, find out what's wrong in this picture. And you'll be staring at it for 45 seconds to a minute, and a scary face jumps out of it.
But no, I had no idea it was coming because I had my radar ping thing, my little sonar radar thing, so I can look on my screen when I'm not scanning and see what's around me. And there wasn't actually any zombies around me. And up until that point, I haven't seen anything like that in that game. Until suddenly, when I was like in that dark room, scanning all these codes, all of a sudden, bah! And it's like, shit! It's like all up in my face, looking at me and shit.
Got up there,
screaming at me.
You want to know another freaky game? Eternal Darkness on the GameCube.
Oh, you know, that's I heard another about that.
Game. It
that's
would another... cut the GameCube off. It would have cockroaches like crawling across the screen. You'd be like, "What the? I don't have roaches in this game."
It messes with
house.
Your insanity. Yeah,
there's another. That's another game that I own that I've never played.
Oh my goodness!
I
want to
play that, but
no, this is of the original plastic.
We should do it. Actually, crap. John Pleese has mine.
Oh, I guess when they're getting back, you're never getting it back.
Doug, that's supposed to be like one of the scariest games ever made.
I know.
And one of the biggest mind fucks.
Another oh shit moment. Metal Gear Solid on the PS1.
Yeah, whenever it's,
Castlevania.
It says it erases.
What the fuck?
I like it whenever like you like switch the controller and like I can't read your mind.
Shit.
Yeah, that was not cool because I was
for PS1. That's like some innovative crap right there.
But now they remade that game, right?
And yeah, like, for GameCube, but I hated it.
So how could you do it the same way?
Like, yeah, I mean it was the same thing on GameCube, but like
it was nostalgia.
It was like really like Matrix like and like really like just
a lot
lame.
Of bullet time.
I see you've been playing Legend of Zelda.
It's not the same.
It's always Konami games that they'll call you out on.
Those Japanese developers are crazy as shit. Let's just be honest. They get some. Here, we're going to give you a controller that has a screen.
Now, I want to find this PS1 game where you drive a backhoe throughout the entire game. Like, all you do is dig holes.
A backhoe.
It's something I feel I must own. It's just random.
You play the actual game?
It's an actual freaking game.
I'm sure that the Japanese have made video games about everything.
It's like a backhoe simulator.
Anywhere
sand,
from running
clay, whatever.
A restaurant to washing dishes.
I went to a specialty store the other day, and they had an old Dreamcast game that was in Japanese. And it was called Monster Fish, and it was like Bass Pro Fishing, but you hunted, like you would try to catch like monster fish.
That was so funny. Weird stuff.
Yeah.
Like, Typing of the Dead was weird,
too. Well, I actually own Typing of the Dead. It was...
Typing of the Dead?
Yeah, to type the words
on
screen.
It was House of the Dead, but
people.
You had to use the keyboard to type.
That's the motivation right there.
Got some good reviews.
It did. It got really good reviews.
Huh. People love their zombies, right?
Yeah. I don't know about anymore.
House of the Dead was probably one of the first.
Yeah.
Remember the movie?
Or Carnival, the arcade game.
Man, I love Carnival.
So cheesy. Ooh.
Nothing like dead clowns. I mean, clowns are scary enough.
I'm not a fan of clowns at all.
Fuck
that.
So there you go. Play that.
I'm
going
to dress up like a clown and tickle you.
If you fucking tickle me, guys.
Hi, my name is Patches.
My name's
Tickle Fight.
Ticky the Clown.
Time for a tickle fight. You want to get fucked in the ass?
What you got?
What happens, Larry?
That's what
Okay. You're gonna wear your fucking bracelet. You're gonna fucking like it.
All right.
Okay.
So for this episode, does anybody have anything else to add? Because I think it's about time we wrapped it up.
BioShock Infinite will be Game of the Year next year.
Oh, it's so overrated.
Infinite
is
going to suck.
It's not overrated.
I don't think it's
going to
suck
balls.
It's not going to suck balls. Irrational.
Irrational is great.
Irrational is doing it. It's not going to suck balls.
BioShock 2, not that great. These guys learn from their mistakes. I'm sorry.
No. Here's the thing. Irrational had nothing to do with BioShock 2.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, every single developer known to man working on BioShock 2 except Irrational. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
His
writing kept...
They had 2K Marin, 2K China. They had D3 working on it. There was three other developers.
There's
I can't
too
think
many
of right
people
now.
Working on one game.
That game was a mess.
That's what happened with Assassin's Creed Revelations. They had so many people working on it. It was a piece of shit.
But the writing in BioShock Infinite will be amazing.
Oh no, I have no doubt in my mind.
The relationship that you're gonna feel for this girl before this game is over.
I mean, BioShock Infinite's gonna be a good game. I'm just kind of
You're gonna feel.
I just kind of think it's gonna be a more action-centric game.
You know what? I think to a point. I mean, I think the fact that you're in a living, breathing world and it's not this dead world anymore, I think is really gonna lend to them. They don't want to do the same thing. Yes, they're keeping the perfect society / crazy train thing going on, but
crazy
like,
train.
No, but I really think it's going to work well, and I think there's going to be a whole new level of interaction. This one guy said during a demo, he was being chased by the police in the game, and he ran into this house while they were watching TV or stuff like that, and he busts in the house, and like he shoots one of the guys in the house, and all of a sudden the police bust in the door, and there's a firefight in this guy's living room.
Well,
like, how awesome. Like, I think it's pretty damn cool.
The way the developer said was that in the first two Bioshocks, you were kind of there showing up, like, imagine, like, showing up to a party, only you showed up near the end of the party, right? This one, they're kind of, like, playing it where you show up, like, right in the middle of the party,
yep.
Not near the end. So, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I was just kidding.
I'm definitely going to pick
the
game up.
The level of storytelling in this game.
It will be a day one pickup for me. I'm just kind of worried that it's going to be action-centric.
And I'm going to be here whenever it gets played.
Okay, that's fine.
Because Bioshock 1, we shared that experience together.
We'll share Bioshock Infinite to get high five.
Yes, we are. Because Bioshock 1, that game freaked the fuck out of us.
Yeah, I don't think this one's not going to be creepy at all.
No, but I think there's going to be some eerie moments to it. There's definitely some setups to some eerie moments.
We'll go into this next subject. Or on the next podcast, we'll actually discuss what games we're looking forward to in 2013. If we live to then.
There won't be no 2013.
I know, December 21st.
We got 9 days left? 10 days left?
That's why we're doing our best game of 2012.
We're going to be doing the best games of 2012.
This
is going to be our end of the year games.
Well, since
I'm going to go
ending, why not best games of the end of the world?
End of the world podcast. I want to do a Christmas episode, and I'm going to go ahead and say it now, and I was talking to Jake about it earlier. I think we're going to do a live-action episode for YouTube, and we have this nice cheesy fire background that we're going to have behind us.
Yeah,
absolutely. So make sure we wear our Christmas sweaters.
I don't have a...
We have mugs of cocoa.
We'll get mugs of cocoa, as long as marshmallows. Marshmallows.
Huge marshmallows.
We need to have a bowl of chestnuts.
All right.
Fuck chestnuts.
So keep an eye out for that. We'll discuss our best games of 2012.
Follow us on Twitter at Sorry Gaming. Also look for us on youtube.com/Sorry Gaming Network. Like us on Facebook, the Sorry Gaming Network.
It's not redundant.
What else is there? I'm trying to think.
Did you mention Twitter?
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
I did say Twitter the first thing.
Automatic.
Automatic. We are,
transition.
We're getting close to probably next two or three episodes or so. We're going to transition to a new website. Hopefully we'll have our own website.
Keep an eye out for the Sorry Gaming Network website.
It's hopefully going to be sorrygamingnetwork.com, but that's still not been nailed down yet. But
So just interrupt me about my Christmas episode.
Yeah, well, okay. Anything else?
Sounds good to me.
I think a tickle fight's about to happen.
Doug, what's your favorite game of the year?
My favorite game of the year?
No, don't you fucking do it.
Tickle fight. All right. As always, this is Doug Herbert signing off from the Sorry Gaming Network.
This is Jake
Mims.
This is James Donahue.
And our special guest,
LA.
Yeah. Griffin, come on, save me.
So,
and as always, stay sorry.
And keep gaming.
And keep tickling.
Good night, folks.
Don't you fucking tickle
me. Oh, we gotta fight this one.
Don't you fucking tickle me.
That was an awesome
He's just laughing the whole time.